never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
There's another Angels game tomorrow on Angels Radio. AM 830 KLAA, Orange County, Los Angeles. The flagship station for Angels baseball. This is the Sports Lodge, where we ask the tough questions.
Joe in Fullerton, good morning, my friend.
How are you?
I'm good, Joe. When was the last ball game you attended?
Last game I went to was Dodgers opening day.
Okay, and how was it out there?
It was terrible. Actually, I was the one that broke up the fight in the parking lot.
What?
Yeah.
The Brian Stowe fight? You broke that up?
Yeah, that happened right by our car. My family and I were waiting out in the parking lot, and that happened about 20 feet from us.
You witnessed the whole thing, Joe?
Absolutely, yeah. Basically, we just wanted to get him away from Brian because we thought, okay, he got knocked out, he'll be fine.
Right.
Not knowing the severe damage that they caused him, now I wish we would have done something more.
Who was Brian Stowe with?
Brian was with his paramedic partner and with another one of their friends. So it was just the three guys dressed in Giants gear.
Wow. Hey, Joe, I really appreciate you checking in, man. Thanks so much for that.
The Sports Lodge, weekday morning 7 to 10 on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
AutoZone. Saving gas is easy as 1, 2, 3 with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Three easy tips and a trip to AutoZone can help you get the most miles out of every gallon. Perform a simple tune-up, use a fuel treatment, and maintain proper tire pressure to save gas and cash. AutoZone has more expert advice to help you save at the pump and everything you need to do the job right. Get to AutoZone today and maximize your gas mileage. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Carlo's Pizza, serving authentic Italian pizza in Downey since 1964. We got salads, pastas, calzones, sandwiches. Carlo's Pizza, 562-803-6817. Or stop by and see us at 13230 Woodruff Avenue at Foster in Downey. We cater throughout Southern Cal. Pick up the phone and get yourself some real Italian pizza. 562-803-6817. Carlo's Pizza. We make a pizza you can't refuse.
AM 830 is Angels Radio. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Sunday, May 1st, come and experience the competitive world of full contact mixed martial arts. Join us for an action-packed night fully sanctioned by the California State Athletic Commission. Combatants clash toe-to-toe, matching skill, heart, and guts to see who will be left standing victorious. Many local area fighters will compete to stake their claim as one of Long Beach Fight Night's toughest. With ticket prices ranging from $35 ring-level seats to $80 for ringside, there's no excuse. Buy tickets online now at longbeachfightnight.com. But wait, go to longbeachfightnight.com and get your general admission ticket for free. That's right, go to longbeachfightnight.com and get a free ticket. Now there's really no excuse. So join us Sunday, May 1st at the Long Beach City College Hall of Champions Gym in Long Beach, right off the 405 or 91 in Lakewood. Go to longbeachfightnight.com for details and get a free ticket. That's longbeachfightnight.com.
Good evening, everybody, on a beautiful Sunday night. You are listening to Octagon Unleashed right here on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. The Angels win today. The Ducks lose, but that's okay. In a few days, it'll just be another game, right? Right, Jeremy?
That's right.
Angels are going to pull off. They're taking off to Texas to play the Rangers, and I can't wait to see that game. They got a nice little run going, and we're pretty proud over here, right?
We love the Angels. They're going to kick butt this year.
They are. They're going to do really good this year, and we got a lot of high hopes for them. I was pulling for the Ducks today. It was a pretty good game. They came back and tied it up in the first period and the second period, and then they tied it up again, making it 3-3. But then Nashville came back and scored that last goal, and that was just it for them.
Look, people didn't tune in and talk about Ducks hockey.
Well, you know, I mean, we got to, you know, start it off a little, you know, I mean, come on. We play them on our station. We need to talk about it a little bit, right? But you're right. They didn't. They called. They're listening to our show to listen to Octagon Unleashed and nothing but strict MMA action, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, let's get into it. What's going on over there, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Just here hanging out, waiting to get out of here and head on home. It's been a long weekend, and I'm looking forward to catching up on my DVR.
What you got going on in your DVR?
Just some stuff from HDNet, you know, the usual the Inside the MMA, episodes of The Ultimate Fighter, you know, UFC Unleashed, stuff like that.
Did you record the Bellator fights?
No, not really a fan of Bellator, to be honest. I haven't really been able to get into it. I've tried watching it, and every time I try watching it, it's just like, whatever.
I mean, there's some good fights on there. I kind of find it odd that it's on MTV2, but there is some good fights there.
Yeah, it is weird that it's on MTV2.
Well, we got some good topics at hand. Aaron's over there laughing at us. We got some good topics at hand. We're going to talk UFC Ultimate Fighter, some things that are happening in there, some changes that are being made and stuff. People are actually saying that this year's Ultimate Fighter is a dump, in other words.
I missed my daughter.
You know, I mean, a lot of these guys, every one of these guys take off and, you know, they leave their lives to start, you know, a career. This is a chance of a lifetime for them. You know, what do they train and what do they fight for? You know, they train and fight to fight in the big leagues, right?
That's right. That's what they train for, and then they get the opportunity, and guys like this throw it away.
Right. And Dana White takes these guys, and however the picking process is, before it used to be pretty exciting. They would give them, you know, they would go through elimination rounds, and they put them in the octagon. They fight, and the winner would go to the house, and the loser would not. And this year's season, they didn't do that. They didn't have no preliminary fights or whatever, no knockout fights. They brought these guys in, they handpicked them, and they put them on the show right away. And then they got to train a little bit and do some cardio and stuff in front of the coaches. And then the coaches picked the teams. I think that they need to go back to putting these guys in the octagon, facing them off with each other. The winner goes to the house, the loser goes home. Because you're going to get fighters like this that are going to cheese their way out of it and say, I miss my daughter and I miss my family and I want to go home. He was only there for a week.
Yeah, and he started crying. And they had to talk him out of leaving once before he left again.
Twice.
Well, they talked him out of it once, and then the second time they couldn't talk him out of it and he left.
You know, and not only did his coach, Junior Dos Santos, not only did he talk him out of it, but then Dana White came in and said, look, man, and when you got the boss that comes into your, you ever been called into the office by your boss?
Yeah.
And what is the first thing you think of when he says, Jeremy, I need to see you in my office?
I always think I'm getting fired.
That's the first thing I think of, I'm getting fired. Well, in this case, he knew that that wasn't the case, that Dana was going to try to pick his brain and find out what is going on and why do you want to leave. And obviously Dana knew, because how many other fighters have gone through this already that he's had to talk to and tell him, hey, look, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. You take it and you run with it, or you pack your butt and you go home.
I'll tell you what, you give me that opportunity, you're not going to have that talk with me. I'm going to fight for my life to stay there.
Because ultimate goal is that contract.
That
$100,000
right.
contract. It's that six-figure contract. That beautiful trophy that says Ultimate Fighter winner.
Not only that, but you're a professional fighter,
and not
you
only
fight in the UFC.
That is it. You are in the big leagues now. You are going to be fighting on whether you're fighting on Facebook matches, which a lot of people tune into, whether you're fighting on Spike TV, which a lot of people tune into, or you're on that undercard in that pay-per-view event. A lot of people still, you know, they're going to see you fight, and they're going to be fans of you. You know, you're getting that opportunity. You're getting that chance. I do not understand the concept of somebody taking on that opportunity and then throwing it away 1 week away.
Well, you know what? He's kind of country.
Meaning?
He's just kind of slow.
Right. Oh, man, I've heard you say some doozies before. That was good.
Well, I mean, come on. Who ditches out? In the interview, the guy says he works 10-hour shifts.
Are you there? Well, it looks like we lost Jeremy. Jeremy cut off for a second. Is everything okay, Aaron? Well, I mean, we're talking Ultimate Fighter. If you're listening to Octagon Unleashed, you are listening to Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. If you want to chime in, give us a call, 1-877-8-830-830. That's 1-877-8-830-830. We'll love to take your calls and talk to you. You know what? In fact, I got a caller on the phone right now. Sonny from Rancho Cucamonga. What's going on, Sonny?
Actually, you know something, sir? Not really much, actually. Just listening to Octagon Unleashed. Been enjoying the show so far.
Sonny, you are a big sports fanatic, right?
Yeah, I'm a big sports fan. That's right.
And you listen to a lot. You listen to our station a lot, correct?
I think I'm your number one AMA 30 fan, really.
You are. And what have you actually been over here to the stadium and watched a game? Have you been to the Ducks to the Honda Center and watched a game?
You know, I have been to Angel game. I go once a year since 2007 because that's how long I've been an Angel fan. But mm-hmm. I've never been to the Honda Center. No.
So you've never been to a hockey game?
No.
Well, Sonny, I'm going to tell you that you need to go to a hockey game. You need to check it out. Hockey is very exciting. If you are a big fan of sports, hockey is exciting to
Don't
watch.
Don't listen to him, Sonny. It's like soccer.
Hockey's awesome. What are you talking about? Playoff it's hockey like, is the best,
hey,
man.
It's like soccer.
Well, don't let the Ducks fans hear you say that. Sonny, what can we do for you tonight, brother? What do you want to call about?
You know, I just actually really quick, you know, want to talk about, you know, like some UFC topics. So, you know, so if you don't mind, what you got for me tonight that we could talk about?
Well, I mean, do you watch?
You called us, Sonny.
Yeah, Sonny, do you watch UFC?
I put it this way. I'm the type of right that will actually probably turn to UFC more than a basketball game. That's what I'll do.
Really? So,
yeah.
So who's your favorite fighter?
I'm probably going to have to go with Tito Ortiz.
You are a Tito Ortiz fan, huh?
Yeah.
Wow!
5 losses in 5 years.
Have you been a big Tito Ortiz? How long have you been a Tito Ortiz fan, Sonny?
For 2 years, actually.
Really?
This is my second season.
So I just want to understand why you're a Tito Ortiz fan. I mean, don't get me wrong; mm-hmm. He's a good fighter. He's gonna go down as a legend because he was in the was with UFC from the beginning. But you've been watching him for 2 years, he's done nothing but loss. So
yeah, let me tell you, first of all, how I even became a UFC fan, first of all.
Okay.
All right? I actually read the UFC game, first of all, 2 years ago, and I started to like it, all right? I'm starting to play it. I got into it. I like the way Tito Ortiz has his moves on the game, and when I saw him live on television, I started to like him. That's actually how I became one. So I know that he's starting to lose, and I know he got his butt kicked one time when he lost the title, but I don't care. You can lose. Really, I'll still be a fan. That's
well,
how I am.
You're dedicated, Sonny. You're dedicated. Hey, man, thank you for giving us a call. You know what? Why don't you do us a favor? You pay attention a lot to the station. You watch and listen to a lot of sports. Why don't you do a little research on some UFC or some fighters or something? Give us a call next week, and we'll be more than happy to take your call.
All right. Right on. Say, right. Tell Robert I said hi.
All right, brother. You're talking to Robert.
Oh, all right. Oh, Robert. All right, cool. All right, that's you. All right, buddy. All right, I'll do that. I'll research. Thanks.
Sounds good, Sonny. Talk Bye-bye. To you soon. Bye-bye. All right, well, that was Sonny. Let's go ahead and take a break. Aaron, we'll take a break right now, and then we'll come back with some more Ultimate Fighter topics. We're also going to talk about Wanderlei Silva and Chris Lieben fighting. Unfortunately, he doesn't want to take on Vitor Belfort, which he called out first. And we are also going to talk about a fighter that was scheduled to fight Gina Carano June 18th, but is now having to back out because Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Octagon Unleashed on AM 830, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. If you want to give us a call, chime in, 877-8830-830. That's 877-8830-830. We'll be back in a minute.
AM 830 is
Angels Radio.
Everyone loves getting something for free, and who doesn't love mixed martial arts? Sunday, May 1st, come and experience the competitive world of full contact mixed martial arts for free. Join us for an action-packed night fully sanctioned by the California State Athletic Commission. Many local area fighters will compete to stake their claim as one of Long Beach Fight Night's toughest. Ticket prices range from free general admission seats to $80 for ringside. There's no excuse. Buy tickets online now or go to longbeachfightnight.com and get your free general admission ticket. That's right, longbeachfightnight.com, and get a free ticket now. There's really no excuse. So join us Sunday, May 1st at the Long Beach City College Hall of Champions Gym in Long Beach, right off the 405 or 91 in Lakewood. Go to longbeachfightnight.com for details and a free ticket. That's longbeachfightnight.com. And we'll see you at the fights.
Gather round, Merriman. I have something to show you.
What is it now, Robin?
Look, lately you boys haven't been very merry. I mean, there's been no hijinks, no tomfoolery, no merriment at all. So to cheer you chaps up, I ordered these custom t-shirts last week from customink.com.
Ooh, very nice. And look what they say on the front. Stick 'em up.
Yes. I went online to customink.com, selected top-notch shirts, and then used the brilliantly simple design tools to customize them.
How many people did you have to hold up to pay for all this?
Little John. The more Custom Ink t-shirts you order, the better the price. Plus, shipping's included and delivery dates are guaranteed.
Blimey, Robin, you've saved the day. Yes.
Well, what do you say we put on our Custom Ink t-shirts and go raise a bit of a ruckus in Nottingham?
I say hurrah for Robin Hood.
No, no, lads. Hurrah for Custom Ink.
Start designing your custom ink t-shirts today, and your gang will love you for it. Use voucher code RADIO to get one free shirt when you order 10 or more at customink.com.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
If you haven't been to Discovery Science Center lately, it's been too long.
Walk through the belly of a giant dinosaur in Dino Quest.
Lay atop 3,500 sharp nails on the bed of nails.
And gear up for flying pucks in the science of hockey.
We have complete clearance for launch.
Stop by the new Boeing Rocket Lab and experience a rocket launch.
Whoa!
Discovery Science Center is at 2500 North Main Street in Santa Ana. For more information, parents visit discoverycube.org.
What will you discover at the Discovery Science Center?
AM 830 is Angels Radio.
He's got it again.
He's got it straight.
Oh, no.
He's got it locked. He's almost got it locked. Here comes the triangle choke.
Losing for the first time, Fabrizio Verdum. Unbelievable. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu finally dethrones the champion.
You're listening to Octagon Unleashed on AM 830 KLAA, the Angels Baseball Network.
We are back. You are listening to Octagon Unleashed. Give us a call, 1-877-8-830-830. That's 1-877-8-830-830, and this is Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Jeremy, you there?
I'm here, man. What's going on?
I don't know, man. What is happening right now? There's just all kinds of... There's all kinds of stuff that's just going on, but it's cool. Aaron's trying to take care of it back over there. We're trying to get the delay fixed on his headphones because I wanted to ask him a few questions, but we're having problems with that.
Have you had a chance to look at fightmetric.com?
No, I haven't checked out that site. Somebody told me about that site too, and I haven't checked it out lately.
Well, let me just tell you a little bit about it.
All right,
it shows all of the stats for UFC fighters.
Is it better than Sherdog?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Way better. Significant strikes landed. Number one ranked, George St. Pierre with 892.
What is the name of that website?
It's fightmetric.com. I'd also like to point out that George St. Pierre is ranked in the top five in almost every single one of these.
Well, I mean, because we know what kind of fighter he is, though. I mean, we can't take nothing away from him. The guy is a great fighter. But don't you think every dog has his day?
Not when it comes to Jake Shields.
You really don't think Jake Shields is going to be 100% prepared and possibly give St. Pierre the fight of his life?
Hey, you know what? I think Jake Shields is going to be as prepared as Jake Shields can be. I think he's going to do everything he can to show up and to be as trained as he possibly ever could be. He's going to be in the best shape of his life. I promise you that. But it's not going to be good enough.
Well, he's a hard trainer. He's a really hard trainer. I mean, he trains with the Gracie camp. He's got good kickboxing coaches. He's got good Muay Thai coaches. He's got the best on the ground game coaching him there. I think that right now Jake Shields is at his prime. He's undefeated, and he's not going to go in there slouchy and just give up. You know, he's going to give St. Pierre the fight of his life, and I think it's going to go into a decision, and Jake Shields is going to come out victor.
You know what? I don't think that's ever going to happen. I think you're dreaming. I think you're on a lot of drugs. Look at it like this. Jake Shields, black belt in jiu-jitsu, NCAA Division II wrestler, and a Class A in shooter.
Let's talk about the drugs, all right?
George St. Pierre, third-degree black belt in karate, a black belt in Gaido Jitsu, and a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Black belt, schmack belt. I mean...
Yeah, that's right. He's going to put the schmack belt down on Jake Shields. Shields ain't got nothing on him.
If he gets hit, knocked out, what good is that black belt going to do for him?
Jake Shields isn't going to be able to hit him.
You saying St. Pierre is going to be bobbing and weaving?
I'm saying St. Pierre is going to cost check him.
He's going to Nick Diaz him?
Yep, exactly. It's going to be a sad, sad day for the Shields camp.
Oh, man.
And I'm sure the Diaz brothers are going to be hanging out over there in the corner, and Gilbert Melendez. And, hey, you know what? I love Gilbert Melendez, and I love Nick Diaz. I'm big fans of both of those guys. And we've had Gilbert on the show, and he's a good guy, and I respect those guys. But you know what? When it comes to Jake Shields versus George St. Pierre, sorry, Jake. It's like a child trying to play an adult's game.
Okay, but let's now. Obviously, there's no comparison. Okay, and when I say this, I don't want you to even think that I'm trying to compare these two. But this is the same exact thing, and we're talking apples to oranges here. But people were talking the same thing about Brock Lesnar when he kept that belt for a full year and he trampled over every single person that he got into the ring, whether it was 10, 5, 3, 4, 9, whatever. People were like, nobody is going to be able to beat this guy. He is going to be, I mean, he's just a beast. He's going to hold the belt forever. And look it, he got handled. Now, again, it's like comparing apples to oranges. We're talking
George
about
St. Pierre has had the belt since 2007.
I know. He's had the belt for a long time. He's
That's
fought a
4
lot of
years,
people.
My friend.
He's had a lot of people. I do understand. I understand that. That's what I'm saying. It's comparing apples to oranges. But what I'm trying to get at is that there's got to be somebody that's going to come and is going to stop his parade and put him out, and I think it's going to be Jake Shields.
Actually, you know what? I think I've figured it out. The only people that can beat George St. Pierre are people named Matt.
What, Matt Hughes?
Matt Hughes and Matt Serra are the only people that have ever beat him.
True. That is true. That is true. And then he went back and he smothered both of them and just beat them to a pulp.
Exactly. Exactly. So...
So Jake needs to change his name to Matt before this fight. Then that's pretty much what you're saying. Well, hey, look, like I said, man, I was never, ever, I couldn't stand St. Pierre. I got cousins and family members that love St. Pierre that, you know, whenever he fights, man, that's it. And they get mad if you talk about him. And I would be the one in the middle of the room just to get him fired up because I never really respected him. And after I saw him in that, after I seen him in that tough season with Josh Koscheck, I grew so much respect for him because I seen him as a person. You know, those episodes, those reality show there that they have, it shows a true person. You know, yeah, the producers can create their own look or whatever, but you know, George St. Pierre went in there the exact same way as he is, I think, out in the street. And I grew a lot of respect for him. I grew a lot of respect for him as a fighter, as a champion, and as a person. But, like I said, every dog has his day. And I'm thinking that it's time for him to lose.
Well, you know what? I want to put it to you like this. When you compare their records and you look at the guys that Shields have fought and the guys that St. Pierre has fought, they're not even in the same league.
Okay.
Shields, the biggest names that he's fought are Paul Daly and Robbie Lawler and Dan Henderson. That's it. St. Pierre's ran through his entire weight class.
So what you're saying is that maybe Jake Shields needs to fight many more fights in the UFC before he's given this title shot, but then who's next to fight St. Pierre?
Well, you know what? I'll have to use your words against you. The UFC is the NFL of MMA. And now that he's playing in the big leagues,
he's got to step up and
play. He fought Martin Kampman, and he won, of course. And it's just like you said when Herschel Walker had his two fights, they were set-up fights. He won Martin Kampman, and now he's going up against George St. Pierre, and George St. Pierre is going to smack him down, and he's going to have to work his way up again.
Yeah, but you can't say his fight against Dan Henderson was a set-up fight.
No, but that was Strikeforce.
Okay,
that wasn't UFC.
That's understandable, but he.
But you got to take this into consideration also. Jake Shields has been running around saying, "Oh, I can beat everybody. I beat everybody. They don't have a fight for me, and that's why I left and went to the UFC." Hey, you know what? You're the UFC now, and now they're going to put you up against somebody, and your big mouth is going to get shut.
It's a possibility.
It's not a possibility. It's going to happen.
A possibility.
It's going to happen.
Okay,
and
so
there's going to be. There's going to be nobody to fight George St. Pierre, and what's he going to do? He's going to jump weight, and he's going to go beat up Anderson Silva.
Well, that I was going to bring that up because they were talking about, they threw an article in MMA Mania that the fight with John Jones and Silva will never happen. Well, won't happen now. It's more likely that St. Pierre and Anderson Silva are going to go at it before John Jones and Anderson Silva go at it.
Yeah, Dana already said that it's probably going to happen in January.
No, them two. Well, that I can understand because it's going to give St. Pierre that much time to
get
ready
for the
weight. Aaron, who are you a fan of in the UFC? Are you a fan of St. Pierre?
I am.
And do you think St. Pierre is going to clobber Jake Shields?
I do.
And
I'm sticking to short answers for technical purposes.
Okay, so. Do you think that majority of the people out there, you know, obviously are St. Pierre fans, but don't you think that every dog has his day?
Absolutely. Matt Serra won. But I will say this, and I think Jeremy would love this. If Shields won, it'd be a great strike for the Strike Force, right?
Well, not necessarily because now Jake Shields is with UFC, but it'll show the caliber of Strikeforce fighters.
Absolutely.
That they have.
It'll give them a little credibility.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're all together now, but he's a Strikeforce guy. Is he a UFC guy? Is he ready to step up like you guys have been talking about? I think that'll be answered. Unfortunately, you know, George St. Pierre is probably going to take him down.
Why?
He's going to smash him.
I think that's the point that Jeremy was trying to make, that he only had one fight coming into the UFC, and it was a setup fight, and he won that fight, and the next thing you know, they're giving him a title fight. Because
maybe you're forgetting about that video, or I can't remember what UFC it was, where Dana White and Jake Shields were sitting next to each other, and Dana White's all hugged up on him and was like, "He's mine." And then next thing you know, he leaves Strikeforce and comes to the UFC. come on, man. Just like you're always talking about Dana White's all over Brock Lesnar, he's all over Jake Shields, too. And what happened when Dana White was all over Brock Lesnar? Brock Lesnar got dethroned, and now Jake Shields is going to get dethroned, and you're going to be crying and eating your words.
Look, Jake Shields, he hasn't even had a chance to become champion. Dana White brought Brock Lesnar into the UFC.
Jake Shields vacated his championship in Strikeforce.
I understand that, but he hasn't been a UFC champion.
And he never will be.
You don't think so?
Not with George St. Pierre standing in his way.
All right, we'll see. We'll see about that, buddy. What do you think about Brock Lesnar and Junior Dos Santos?
You know what I think about that. Come on.
Come on, man. Tell me. Tell the people out there. The people want to know.
I think it's going to be a great fight. I think Brock Lesnar's hungry, and I think Junior Dos Santos is a good fighter, and I decline to pick a winner in that fight. Although I think it's going to be Brock Lesnar.
Oh, where to loop it and then just throw it in there, man. Come on now. Brock Lesnar ain't going to beat Junior Dos Santos.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, we'll see. Well, you know what? With that, let's take a break. If any of you out there have or agree with
you. Hey, you know what? Junior Dos Santos is not chicken salad. I'm sorry.
he's not the other one either. He's definitely chicken salad. He's ready to go. He's ready to rock and roll. You're listening to Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. I am your host, Robert Rees, along with my co-host, Jeremy Lee, who is at an unknown location again for the third week in a row. We are going to take a break real quick. If you want to chime in, if you agree with Jeremy, that's good. If you disagree with me, that's not good. But either way, we want to hear about it. Give us a call. 1-877-8-830-830. That's 1-877-8-830-830. It's Octagon Unleashed. We'll be back in a minute.
Angels baseball lives here. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get the brakes done?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle is being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
And when you stop by now, you can buy 4 select tires and get a $100 rebate. And get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. It's money right back in your pocket.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Front or rear axle, see participating dealership or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 531-11.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on Roundup Pump and Go Weed and Grass Killer. Now just $15. Weeds and grass have the nasty habit of growing just about anywhere, if you let them. Fortunately, Roundup Pump and Go doesn't let them. We're lowering the cost of going weed-free with Roundup Pump and Go Weed and Grass Killer, now just $15. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Sunday, May 1st, come and experience the competitive world of full-contact mixed martial arts. Join us for an action-packed night fully sanctioned by the California State Athletic Commission. Combatants clash toe-to-toe, matching skill, heart, and guts to see who will be left standing victorious. Many local area fighters will compete to stake their claim as one of Long Beach Fight Night's toughest. With ticket prices ranging from $35 ring-level seats to $80 for ringside, there's no excuse. Buy tickets online now at longbeachfightnight.com. But wait, go to longbeachfightnight.com and get your general admission ticket for free. That's right, go to longbeachfightnight.com and get a free ticket. Now there's really no excuse. So join us Sunday, May 1st at the Long Beach City College Hall of Champions Gym in Long Beach, right off the 405 or 91 in Lakewood. Go to longbeachfightnight.com for details and get a free ticket. That's longbeachfightnight.com.
Carlo's Pizza, serving authentic Italian pizza in Downey since 1964. We got salads, pastas, calzones, sandwiches. Carlo's Pizza, 562-803-6817. Or stop by and see us at 13230 Woodruff Avenue at Foster in Downey. We cater throughout Southern Cal. Pick up the phone and get yourself some real Real Italian Pizza. 562-803-6817. Carlo's Pizza. We make a pizza you can't refuse.
AM 830 is Angels Radio.
This is Derek Sessinin, and you're listening to Octagon Unleashed.
You're listening to Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. I am Robert Reeves, along with Jeremy Lee, doing our thing.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to say one thing about Carlo's Pizza. If you haven't had Carlo's Pizza, you definitely got to check them out. They're over there in Downey, the city of Downey. It's like an old style type of pizza. They have lasagnas there. They have spaghetti. It's an awesome place. It's reasonable prices. Very good. So you got to check them out.
Don't we have something to do for them?
Yeah, we're in the process of possibly working out some giving away some free pizzas, but I think we're going to start that next week. That promotion's going to start next week.
You know you don't qualify for those, right?
Yeah, I'm on a diet right now. I'm on a diet.
Why are you training for a fight?
I'm watching my figure. Was that Aaron?
Yep. Does the board op qualify?
The board op does qualify. Yes. Yeah.
Are you training for a fight or something, Robert?
No, I'm not training for any fights or nothing. I'm just training to look sexy. That's all.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
It's going to happen. It'll happen. I'm sexy already. I'm just waiting to just drop a few more pounds. Look sexier. I want to wear a Speedo this summer. That's my goal.
So anyways, before any of us get that visual, let's move on.
Real quick, man. Look, check this out. There was a fighter that was scheduled to fight Gina Carano at June 18th at the Strikeforce Heavyweight Tournament, second round. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And she had to drop out of the fight because she found out that she was 3 months pregnant.
Gnarly.
So that's
isn't
not
that
the kicker,
why you're
though.
Not fighting in August?
That's not the kicker though. The kicker is that she found out she was 3 months pregnant, but about a month and a half ago she had just got done fighting a fight just about a month and a half ago. So,
she was actually pregnant when she was fighting.
Yes. Yes.
That kid's gonna come out Jack.
Or really tough.
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah, or really tough.
Yeah. He's probably already taken beatings before, right? Well, they're looking to find somebody else to fight Gina Carano. Unfortunately, this girl she was looking forward to, she said that was one of her biggest things, that was like, you know, basically, you know, fighting Muhammad Ali or whatever, you know, that it was
all fighter.
Was going to, you know, complete her career is to fight Gina Carano. Well, she's not going to get the chance to, but, you know, she'll have some time. She you know, she's thankful for having, you know, being pregnant and going to have a baby or whatever, but she'll be back, I'm sure. So for those
Before we skip out on the UFC 129 card, I was wondering what you thought about the Couture Machida fight.
I am a big Couture fan, only because he is a Northwest boy like myself, and I want to say that he is going to do some damage to Machida. But I think Machida, he has some points to prove. And I don't think he's going to come in as slouched as he has the last couple of fights. And I think he's going to come in prepared. And it's unfortunate that Couture is going to be the guy that he's going to pounce on.
I think that Lyoto Machida looks like Ryu from Street Fighter.
I never played it. I don't know what you're talking about.
You never played Street Fighter 2?
No, I've never played. I played Street Fighter 1, I think, and probably...
It's the guy with the white gi that goes, Hadouken!
Oh, I thought... Yeah, okay. Now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Last time I played that was 7th grade, I think. Or 8th grade, I don't know.
Hey, it's no one's fault but your own that you're like 90 years old.
Yeah, well... Whatever.
Moving right along?
Yeah, moving right along. I feel 90, by the way. You know, do you feel your age, Aaron?
I lost a couple months in the last half an hour.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I lost the whole year in the last 8 hours that I've been here. So it's been one of those days. Definitely one of those days.
By the way, I just wanted to say I'm totally going to be rooting for Randy Couture, but I think Machida is good. I think he's, you know, people forget about guys when they lose.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying.
He's still got that weird technique and angle karate. People are not used to training with karate guys.
Well, Couture can take some kicks, but I don't think he's going to be able to take Machida's kicks. And I'm going to be rooting for Couture too, because I mean, I'm a Couture fan. you know, and I've seen him fight live, and I like the guy. I'm a fan of his, but I just don't think he's going to be able. I think this is going to be it for him. He's going to retire. Let his son come up and come up the ranks and do some damage.
Do you think that Machida beats him, that his son's going to come up to the ranks and get vengeance for him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You think he'll come in and beat up all the guys that beat his dad up?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to go after every single one that has beat his dad up.
You think he's going to go after Lesnar and Nogueira?
I don't think he's going to be able to handle Lesnar. Well, his son fights at what? 185?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his son doesn't fight heavyweight.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, he would have to, like, eat a lot of, you know, ho-hos and gain a lot of weight and you know.
Or just follow you or Jeremy's diet.
And just follow mine or Jeremy's diet. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. He'll do fine.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, I ate healthy today. Did you eat healthy today, Jeremy?
Actually, I did. I had chicken, vegetables, and some couscous.
Ooh.
And, and then I had some teriyaki chicken with some rice, so that wasn't too healthy.
Well, you ate healthier than I did, because I had a bowl of noodle in the morning, and then I had McDonald's for dinner.
That's gross. I don't know how you people can eat that kind of stuff.
But we can go round and round with that, dude. It's the best breakfast dish in the world.
Well, yeah. Whatever. I'm supposed to be eating healthy because I got a fight coming up in August.
Jeremy's going to fight you, yeah.
I am going to fight you. That's right.
So what else do we got? Oh, you know what? Vitor Belfort is kind of a little upset that Wanderlei Silva doesn't want to fight him and he wants to fight Chris Lieben instead.
Well, what do you think about that? He wants to give Vitor's chin a rest.
Well, come on, man. Vitor, you know, he lost his last fight. He's supposed to be coming back and doing some damage. You know, I mean, come on.
Hey, he did more than lose that last fight.
Well, yeah, he got a front kick to his cheekbone, and he was tasting Anderson Silva's two front toes. Yeah, we know that. But I mean, he's been out of the game for quite a while. And him and Wanderlei Silva have a little history. They fought before, and it's a rematch. And Wanderlei Silva's looking for, you know, coming back. And I mean, because he's the one that called him out in the first place, but then decided that he didn't want to do it, and he wants to fight Chris Lieben. It's Chris Lieben.
That's news to me.
Yeah, I just read it today that he's going to be fighting Chris Lieben, and that he put it out there on the internet that he...
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Yeah, he put it out there on the internet for all his fans and Twitter to post who he'd want to see, who they would want to see him fight instead, and everybody shot for Chris Lieben, which is kind of odd to me, but they you know, picked Chris Lieben, and, you know, the powers to be said, okay, it's match done.
Well, I think that all of these Brazilians want to fight at the UFC Rio. And so I have a feeling that the matchmaker's having a little bit of trouble finding matches for all of these guys, considering that every single one of them wants to fight in Brazil.
Well, the Nogueira brothers are definitely down there training. They want to get onto the card. Vitor wants to get on the card. Silva wants to get on the card. How many other Brazilians do we have? Royce Gracie's going to be on the card.
Yeah, exactly. And that guy's like 90 years old.
I was surprised to see him in the UFC weight category.
I was even surprised
to see that they're putting a match together for him.
He's been gone for so long.
Yeah, he's been gone for almost 10 years, right?
Yeah. And he says he's not retired, but he doesn't actively seek fights. And the only reason why he's fighting is because it's in Rio.
Right.
And he wants to be part of history in UFC in Brazil. I'm telling you, all of these fighters, you're going to see them. They're all going to want to fight there. They're all going to be there because it's in Brazil. If it wasn't in Brazil, you think they'd be making such a fuss over it?
No,
you think
Vitor
Belfort would be crying? No, he'd still be at home. He'd still be nursing his chin, trying to pull it out of the back of his head.
Right. I agree. They all want to jump on that wagon and fight down. They all want to fight in Brazil. And I don't blame them. I don't, because they're at home and majority of them train down there. So it's, you know what I mean? It's a long process for these guys to get on a plane and you know, and train down there, different climate, different atmosphere, get on a plane, be out here, do all the. It's a. I mean, come on. It was like over a 20-hour flight. You know what I mean?
So yeah,
I don't blame them for not wanting to, you know, to try to jump on that wagon because it's a quick fight down there and they're in their own country.
I have to say that if I was a UFC fighter and I was Brazilian, I'd want to fight too. But on the other side of that coin, if I was a UFC fighter and I was American, I'd want to go down to Brazil and kick some butt.
Because it would be in your hometown.
No, I'm saying if I was an American and I was a UFC fighter, I'd want to go down there and kick some butt.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'll go down there with the red, white, and blue flying and show them what's up.
Because the colors don't run?
That's right. These colors don't run.
Which, by the way, we're missing Tito today. He couldn't make the show.
I heard he had a date.
Yeah, he had a date or something. They were doing some date night movie in the park or something, and they were combining the two different homes. That are
and he had a date with some girl named Rhonda. Is that what he said, Rhonda?
I couldn't understand what he said, but Rhonda sounds like it. Yeah.
Well, that's good for him. That makes me happy.
I'm happy for Tito. Yes, I'm very happy for Tito. He needs to get out there. You know, he's stuck in that place over there, and they got him working during the day, and you know, and then he watches a lot of MMA, and he, you know, he does a lot of stuff, and he's a great guy, man. Great guy. We have a good time with him.
Yeah, I love Tito. Well, hey, let's take another quick timeout, and when we come back, we'll talk more Strikeforce and UFC.
All right, let's do that, Aaron. You ready to rock it? You're listening to Octagon Unleashed, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Call us at 1-877-8-830-830. That's 1-877-8-830-830. We'll be back in a minute.
Angels baseball lives here. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Gather round, Merriman. I have something to show you.
What is it now, Robin?
Look, lately you boys haven't been very merry. I mean, there's been no hijinks, no tomfoolery, no merriment at all. So to cheer you chaps up, I ordered these custom t-shirts last week from custominc.com.
Ooh, very nice. And look what they say on the front. Stick 'em up.
Yes. I went online to customink.com, selected top-notch shirts, and then used the brilliantly simple design tools to customize them.
How many people did you have to hold up to pay for all this?
Little John. The more customink t-shirts you order, the better the price. Plus, shipping's included and delivery dates are guaranteed.
Blimey, Robin, you've saved the day.
Well, what do you say we put on our customink t-shirts and go raise a bit of a ruckus in Nottingham?
I say hurrah for Robin Hood.
No, no, lads. Hurrah for customink.
Start designing your custom ink t-shirts today, and your gang will love you for it. Use voucher code RADIO to get one free shirt when you order 10 or more at customink.com.
Who should you look for to help you manage all the various facets of your business and gain inspiration at the same time? Insperity is a trusted advisor to America's best businesses for more than 25 years, providing an array of human resources and business solutions that are designed to help improve business performance. Insperity Business Performance Advisors offers the most comprehensive workforce organization solutions in the marketplace. They deliver administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve worker productivity. Additional offerings include mid-market solutions, performance management, organizational planning, recruiting services, and the like, all of which are designed to make your business run better. Insperity has 2010 revenues exceeding $1.7 billion. It operates in 57 locations throughout the U.S. and serves over 100,000 businesses with more than 2 million employees. If you're looking for inspiration in managing your workforce, turn to Insperity, a trusted advisor. For more information, go to Insperity.com.
When Renee Lee was set up on a blind date, she couldn't be sure she'd find him funny. She couldn't be sure she'd find him attractive. But thanks to Kohl's, she could be sure she'd find the perfect outfit. We all need a store we can lean on.
Kohl's, where you'll never have to sacrifice style for savings, and where you can earn Kohl's cash and spend it later on anything in the store. Earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend at Kohl's Basket Full of Savings sale going on now. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Everyone loves getting something for free, and who doesn't love mixed martial arts? Sunday, May 1st, come and experience the competitive world of full contact mixed martial arts for free. Join us for an action-packed night fully sanctioned by the California State Athletic Commission. Many local area fighters will compete to stake their claim as one of Long Beach Fight Night's toughest. Ticket prices range from free general admission seats to $80 for ringside. There's no excuse. Buy tickets online now or go to longbeachfightnight.com and get your free general admission ticket. That's right, longbeachfightnight.com, and get a free ticket now. There's really no excuse. So join us Sunday, May 1st at the Long Beach City College Hall of Champions Gym in Long Beach, right off the 405 or 91 in Lakewood. Go to longbeachfightnight.com for details and a free ticket. That's longbeachfightnight.com, and we'll see you at the fights.
AM 830 is Angels Radio.
Listening to Octagon Unleashed on AM 830 KLAA, the Angels Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. I am Robert Reeves along with Jeremy Lee. Jeremy, I'm so sick and tired of Rashad Evans complaining about him and John Jones. Their whole deal, man. I'm tired of seeing him cry about it, and he's continuing to cry about it.
My boyfriend left me, and now I gotta fight him.
Look, Rashad, this is what you did. You joined the Jackson camp, and you had a good reign with them, okay? You suggested to Jackson for them to bring on John Jones, but then turned around and changed your mind in a typical Rashad fashion, and you decided to say, oh, well, you might not want to train this guy because in the long run, there's going to be problems with him, only because you were afraid to fight him. Now, John Jones, at 23 years old, wins the title, And knowing that he wins a title, you were up next for it. You're going to have to fight him. You throw this big old rant and leave the Jackson camp. And now, you know, you're crying about it and you don't want to fight him. You didn't want to fight him. Now it's like you leave Jackson, you criticize him, you talk crap about him. And then now it's time for you to get it up, and you still crying about you and John Joe. Are you afraid of him? Is that the problem? Are you really afraid of him?
Of course he's afraid of him. What kind of question is that? You know he's afraid of him. If he wasn't afraid of him, then he would fight him. Bottom line. But he doesn't want to fight him because he knows he's going to get smashed once again.
So
and
look,
it's getting to a point where Rashad Evans is becoming one of those fighters where it's like, hey, dude, how many times are you going to lose before you just step back and let the younger guys go after it?
So look, this is how the title reads. Be a man, Bones. John Jones pulls a snake move, and Rashad Evans doesn't like snake moves. And this is going back into the same article of how Rashad Evans and John Jones were supposed to never fight because they're from the same camp, and John Jones had said it many times that if he was to win the championship, it wouldn't happen. But as soon as he won that championship, he knew, and they all knew, even Jackson camp knew, that Dana White was going to go to him and say, look, you're going to fight. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you want to continue being part of this UFC organization, you guys are going to get into that octagon and get him up.
Well, look, Rashad Evans has one loss to Machida and a draw to your boy, Tito Ortiz. I highly doubt he wants to go up against Jones and get another loss on
his
record.
He doesn't want to even get anywhere near John Jones.
Of course not.
You
would
know,
you?
No. I'll be a man and say it. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to get in the ring with him. Octagon. I'm not a trained fighter. You know,
I'll fight him right now.
You wouldn't fight nobody.
You're right. I would run from Bones Jones.
Would.
I'd be gone.
You'd be like,
I'd be like, hey, what's that? And then I'd split.
Exactly. I would do the same thing. All right. So to get off the Rashad Evans ramp, you know, tyrant, I just.
How about this? Strikeforce, Jacare Souza is another one of the championship fighters in Strikeforce complaining that he's got no one to fight.
Wow.
So he's joining Diaz and Overeem, saying, well, they don't have any fighters for us. And your girl, Chris Cyborg, is also saying that she's upset because there's no one in Strikeforce for them to fight.
Well, nobody wants to fight her, really. I mean, none of the females in
and
that.
And who wants to fight Diaz?
Nobody wants to fight these guys.
Yeah, exactly. Because what happens when they fight?
They end up losing. But
exactly. What? Just like what's going to happen with St. Pierre and Shields. Shields is going to end up losing. And he's going to run back to Strikeforce.
Aaron, I knew there was a whole deal about his little rant right now, and he was going in a circle. He had a mission, and he got to his destination.
Look, before we get out of here, we really need to talk about Long Beach Fight Night coming up on May 1st. You guys can get a free ticket at longbeachfightnight.com. It's general admission, but hey, it's free. There's an 8-fight card. Doors open at 3 o'clock, and the show starts at 4:30. Last time it was a great event. I'm sure this time it'll be just as good. Go to longbeachfightnight.com, and you can get a free ticket. You can find them through our Facebook and through our website.
And
a lot of really great fights.
And if you want to get up close and personal with the Octagon, they have ringside seats for $80, and I'm sure they have other prices as well if you want to get somewhere closer. But you can't beat a general admission ticket, man. You know, it's nothing to be lazy about. All you have to do is just click on to longbeachfightnight.com, order your general admission tickets because they are available now, and get yourself over there, man. What you know, it's a real intimate atmosphere, and you watch the fights up close and personal, and it's awesome. You know,
look, the truth is that most people are just going to show up and get wasted anyways. So get your free general admission ticket, show up,
get
buy
wasted,
a shirt,
watch some
show
fights.
Some support. Yeah. And have a blast.
Yeah, because they're going to have some good fighters on that card.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we will be having in the studio as well as
next week,
as the weeks
exactly.
come. We're going to have, we'll have these fighters up because the fight's going to be coming up soon. So we missed the last one, and I believe we're going to be attending this next event. So
yep.
It's going to be fun, man. I'm looking forward to it. Long Beach Fight Night. You got to check it out May 1st. All right, real quick, before we end the show, I just want to bring up something that's kind of been, like, not really bugging me, but I have mixed feelings about this, okay? Nick Diaz called out Fernando Vargas. He called out Fernando Vargas, and he wants to fight Fernando Vargas in the ring as a boxer. And Fernando Vargas took the fight, and it was going to be set up, and these two guys were going to have a time and a date and everything, and they were going to fight. But for some odd reason, Fernando Vargas backed out.
Well, it's like we were talking about a few minutes ago. Wouldn't you back out?
Yeah, I mean, but okay. We understand that Nick Diaz is an outstanding boxer. We understand that. We know that he is an outstanding boxer. But without his ground game, his boxing it's not complete. You know what I'm saying? It's a complete different sport, those two. Do you really think that he's going to be able to last the professional fighter? I'll give you my answer, but I want yours.
Let's hear it.
I want yours first.
I don't think he can last as a professional boxer. He's an MMA fighter.
Yeah. Well, as big of a Diaz fan as I am, Jeremy, I'm gonna agree with you on this one. And you probably won't get that too many times in our career together.
I get it
together.
All the time. It's
I will
just
not
late
agree
after
with you.
It's been proven.
I will not. I will never agree with you. So yeah, he's gonna be fighting. He's looking to get into the ring and fight somebody professionally in a boxing ring. And I don't know, man. I have mixed feelings about that. Just stick to, combine these two organizations already. Let's see the heavyweights go in there and whoop on Ali Star Overeem and get it over with, because the guy needs to go back to kickboxing with K1. And let's get Gilbert Melendez in there to fight. Who should he fight? Jeremy. Who should he fight? Who should Gilbert Melendez fight next, Jeremy? Quick.
I don't know. That's a good question. Let's put some thought into that one.
I think he should fight Frankie Edgar, because Frankie Edgar is going to beat Maynard, and he's going to keep the belt, and it's going to be Maynard. It's going to be Edgar and Melendez.
They're going to combine those belts. Be able to beat Maynard this time.
You don't think so?
No.
All right, man. Well, you know what? It's been a great show, Jeremy. We could talk for what, 2 hours, 3 hours about
this
stuff?
Just on that fight alone.
You're right. All right, well, we're glad that you joined us on Octagon Unleashed tonight on a beautiful Sunday. Angels won, Ducks lost, but it doesn't matter. We still have all week more games to play. We will be back again next Sunday, same time, same place, right here out of the mega stadium of Angels Stadium. Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA, Octagon Unleashed. Jeremy, got anything to say?
Don't forget to check out OctagonUnleashed.com. You can find LongBeachFightNight.com through there, or just go straight to LongBeachFightNight.com to get your free ticket for the event on May 1st. Make sure and add us on Facebook, add us on Podomatic so you can download the shows and share it with your friends.
All right,
thanks for listening to AM 830 Angels Radio.
Have a good night.
The preceding was a paid program.